Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, hello, check, check this thing on. Hello, 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 my friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, as luxurious as it is. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Very lucky to have them on board. Get something like an ATV, UTV, side-by-side motorcycle, maybe a scooter, perhaps a Yamaha golf cart. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha golf cart distributor, and they want you to check them out. Their website, impactpowersportsmi.com, found in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Thank you so much to them. All right. A reminder that Ben Glaze uncovered a trove of Dude Shadoway interviews, and he passed them along to me, and I made all of them, 40, available on Patreon. So the way you're going to do this is you're going to head over to my Patreon, click Collections. Right there, the Lost Dude Shadoway Recordings. Click there, and there they are. Troy Aikman, Swamp Master, don't know who that is. Steven Seagal, the Soup Nazi, Ron Artest, Richard Simmons, Ralph Nader, Paul Anka, Mary Jo Buttafuoco, which I just listened to when I took Darla for a walk. My God, was that fucking awkward. The Dude and Lou Ferrigno. I guess I did two with Lorenzo Lamas. I don't have any idea what that guy ever did. He might have been in one of the Sharknado films. Kenny Kramer. The real Kenny Kramer. And then I think this is a porno actress, Jocelyn James. One of the lines I say to the porn star is, porn! Okay, now what's that? What is porno? What is porn? You can access all of these at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Aram says, I never heard the Carney Wilson one. That was funny. I don't recall what happens on most of these. So what you do is you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and you can get all this for free. I don't care. I still have the 7-day free trial. You go ahead and you sign up for 7 days free with a payment form. And then you can try it out for 7 days. Now, the wise thing to do is you can cancel it right after if you like. And that way, in case it's a pile of shit and not your cup of tea, it will not charge you. But otherwise, just let it ride. And $5 or $10 a month. I put a ton of material on my Patreon. I'm very, very proud of it. Yesterday, more content on a Big Fraud Thursday. We did Who Are These Free Beers? And that was a lot of fun. Oh, my God. Another episode in the books. That's 27 editions of Who Are These Free Beers? Ready to go for you. And followed it up with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which featured a dating update from Kenny. All right. Now, he kept it close to the vest. He is really coming around in his learning. Because in particular, in the past, Kenny would have a tendency to, let's say someone on the dating app said hello to him. He would rush over here and say, oh my God, I'm in love. I'm going to get married. And we're like, you know, you got to relax. So I think he's figured that out. So he's like, yeah, man, he's just playing it cool. He's like, yeah, man, we're just going out for coffee. First date, Saturday. I wouldn't even call it a day. We're just getting together, getting to know each other. And I'm like, yes, this is good. This is good. You're learning that subtlety is key. I mean, I don't date. You'd have to go back to, 1988. And, but I would guess that if I were ever dating, don't show all your cards, you know? Nick describes it as all messages are on one side. Yeah, you gotta, it's kind of like when you're fishing, you know? If you get a little nibble, you don't yank the pole like an asshole. You got to kind of like let it, you know, wait for it to take the big bite before you, land the fish. That's a awesome fishing analogy there. Nick writes that he is, he's got a date too this weekend. Nick is also newly single. Something happened with that. I really liked her too. She was a spitfire. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to know. Cole says, set the hook is what you're trying to say. You're exactly right. I said land the fish, which I think is also a term, but you're right. Set the hook, not land the fish. When you land the fish, can you not say land the fish at all? Is that never used? Ah, fuck. I don't know. Jeremy writes, I just finished getting my blood drawn for tests. For tests? What the hell is wrong with you? I'm breaking out in hives because I'm nervous about the results. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Chris says, yeah. Getting dating tips from some guy, his words, who lures kids to his backyard and has them call him a pet name. Chris is suggesting that I lure children into my backyard. Lure is not at all what happens. In fact, moms approached and said, can we use your pool, you dickhead? I don't lure children into the backyard. Who am I, boring Dean? Chris says, quote, I would say, yeah, come mow my lawn, buddy. Good God. And I did not invent the pet name. of Mr. Pop Pop. They did that. So there's no luring, and I did not make them call me a name. Jeremy adds, easy, I'm fat. They're making sure I'm not killing myself too quickly. The breaking out in hives. I don't know, something about that. All right, well, good. Tophus writes, I was listening to the Kelly Cheese weird brain malfunction montage. She sounds like she's on the wrong end of a fatality in the game Mortal Kombat. We had a lot of fun on Who Are These Free Beers, Ben Glaze and myself and you. We did it live. I just posted the audio today. Usually the audio is posted within 24 hours, sometimes 48 after we do the show. Tier 2 members on Patreon get it first. Chris says that he thinks a, quote, Mr. Pop Pop lets me swim in his pool t-shirt would do numbers on TeePublic. The pool is closing down today. Jeremy out the door is making his way over here to close the pool. He was supposed to be here last Thursday. He actually was here last Thursday, but somebody, Mr. Pop Pop, did not prepare the pool to be closed. There are some things that have to be done. So Jeremy out the door walks in the back. He takes one look at it. He goes, he's not done. He's not prepared. And he left. And then I'm like, where the fuck is he? So I called over there and I go, hey, where are you? He says, we're not closing that pool. I go, why not? He says, because you're not prepared. Hey, what are you talking about? He says, you're supposed to have the water below the jets. How long you live there? I go, I don't know, 15 years. He goes, how many times have we done this? I go, I don't know, 15. Yeah, you got to lower the pool level. Right. Yes, of course. Question. Why is he known as Jeremy Out the Door? Before I get to that story, Jeremy writes, is what I meant to say. Quote, pool's closed, kids. How about sitting by the fireplace and getting warm? Since when am I a child molester? Dale Delivers is here. It says they don't lower the level for you. Well, it takes time to lower the level on a pool. You got to turn on you got to put it on either backwash or rinse on the filter and turn that fucking thing on. And it sucks it out of the bottom, and it takes a little time to do that. Why would I make them stand around and wait? Hey, kids, we could do a P90X workout in my basement. Have you heard of knees over toes? All these years, I go buy those pool chemicals at Pool and Spa Depot, Jenison Pool and Spa Depot. This is a great sponsor of the podcast. Hey, Jeremy. I want to get this. I want to get these pool chemicals. All right, that'll be $75 out the door. Every transaction is out the door. So he became known as Jeremy Out the Door. Tophus says, no, easy. You get the vacuum hose with the shop vac on one end and the other end of the hose in the pool. That shit will drain out in no time. Problem, I don't have a shop vac, but thank you for the suggestion. Dale Delivers says, the company I use does it for me. Well, shit, I guess I'm getting ripped off. Dale Delivers, I ask you, you are new here. Can you give me some information about you? I always like to know who's in here. Maureen says, your child molester voice is too funny. Yeah, but that's not me. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, as I indicated, went down. Kenny with the info about his date. He's happy. He seems to be in good spirits. Off on the road today. It's a 3+ hour drive. Right now where I'm at, I'm, you know, a handful of miles away from Lake Michigan. I have to drive literally to the edge of the other side of the state. To beautiful Port Sanilac, Michigan. Just miles away from when I was molested at Camp Ozanam in Michigan's Thumb. Right on the shore of Lake Huron. Where I'm going, actually, the place where we're staying is actually on the shore. I look out the back door of this residence, and Lake Huron is right there. I am the officiant in the wedding of my niece. Numerous attempts were made yesterday on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast to try to get me to spill the beans of any drama that has taken place leading up to this event. And I swear to God, I'm not speaking of it. It's not my problem. I, for once, do not want to be involved. So I am laying low. It's very interesting. It's juicy as all get out. I got a text a day and a half ago from Charity Scam Mike giving me the lowdown. And I'm like, oh God. You know, this will happen as you get close to a wedding from time to time. There'll be like an eruption. That eruption took place. I think there might have been some MFs and some FUs. And then I got the info secondhand. And I responded with, I'm so sorry that happened. And then that's it. I'm out. I don't want anything to do with this. I like not being involved. The audience yesterday on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast was trying their best to get me to spill the beans. Especially Linda. Linda's the absolute worst. She is a goddamn troublemaker, this woman. We are 364 days away from me telling this story. Yeah, Port Sanilac is very near where Camp Ozanam is. Ryan is here. He says, I've been saying that for years about Linda. Years. Maureen says she's so nosy. Nine-year-old Eric heads off to Camp Ozanam. Most of you have heard this story before. This came out on the radio one day, and Free Beer, the Burn King, and Chris are looking at me like, and I'm like, what? Yeah, you were molested. I was? Yes. Oh. Well, I never really looked at it that way. No, you were. That's a real point of pride. That I was molested and didn't even think I was molested. I guess I was like, well, you know, it wasn't really a big deal. I don't really care that this happened, so I'm not even going to call it a molestation. It's just a random guy touched my penis. But I guess to the letter of the law, EZ was molested. Now, that I'm a grown man, obviously, an old man, most would say. I think that I was being groomed. I think we were on the early stages of the molesting. And had this gone on longer, who knows where this could have gone. I'm woken up in the middle of the night. Come on, let's go. It's time to go potty. Counselor Chris in my face. I'm like, what? Yeah, it's time to go pee. I don't have a sock on my bed. And he goes, come on, let's go. Kids that have socks on their bed usually have to go tinkle in the middle of the night, you know, to avoid the bedwetting. They want to make sure. Come on, let's go use the Murphy. They called the pisser the Murphy for some reason. I'm like, dude, come on. Maureen, don't give away good jokes that were on the Patreon. I wander over to the urinal. I'm just standing there. My little pecker's hanging down. I'm not even going. I'm just standing there. And he's behind me waiting, like tapping his foot. Other kids are using the other stalls. He walks into the stall. He thinks that I've peed. And he grabs my penis and he shakes it. He goes, come on, you're done. And I'm like, okay. And then he put my penis back in my underwear. And then I pulled up my jammies. And then I went back to bed. Now, that is all that I remember. I do not recall anything else that happened. I remember I told my brother, I go, hey, what? Yeah, that guy touched my dick. What? Jim was older than me. Let's see, I was 9. He was 13. We got home. My mom and me, and like my mom had a lot of like her religious leader was our priest at the time at St. Martin's, Father Hall. And Father Hall was the one who suggested that my mom send me to the camp because she needed a break, you know, divorcee, and give her time to decompress. A teenage kid and a grade school son, still very raw and emotional. Give mom a couple of weeks off. He recommended that Jim and I go to the camp, which is supported by Catholic organization St. Vincent de Paul Society. So go to the fucking camp. Well, next thing you know, I'm getting my ding-dong touched. I tell my mom, I go, Ma, this guy touched my pecker. Okay, let's go tell Father Hall. Sit down, tell Father Hall, and then tell my mom. My mom's there too, and then that was the last I heard of it. I don't know. I don't have anything at all about what happened. Now, this was in 1979. Tophus says, why was your mom not outraged? Great question. That's a question that cannot be answered. I never spoke of this again to anyone. I never spoke of this ever until I talked about it on the radio. I don't know what happened from that point forward. My mom was Joe Paterno. Okay? My mom should have called the cops. Instead, she called the priest, who God knows what his intentions were. I mean, let's be honest here. The Catholic Church. Hey. So I don't know anything about anyone. Now, I looked the guy up who touched my ding-dong. And I have never been able to locate him. I've searched databases. I've searched, arrest records. I've searched, you know, just as good as I can. I'm guessing he would be about 80 years old right now. But no, that was it. I got nothing more on this story. Adam Balboa, who is in here, the world's biggest Sylvester Stallone fan, says, I just sent you a picture. Now, I don't know if he emailed it or he texted it. Oh, he did email it. And, I don't know if I can show this picture because I'm pretty sure that this is not the guy. It looks to be a picture of someone who is known as Boring Dean. No, the timeline does not match up. You disgusting fool. My God. Tophus says, hopefully he's dead. Maureen says, search obituaries. Did you check for him on Grindr, says Matt. Matt says, also, you got touched at a Catholic camp? Who's going to believe that? Tophus says, that's a great question. Why was your mom not outraged? I don't know. Cole says, get Jim on the phone. See what he remembers of it. I don't think Jim likes surprises like this. I don't know if Jim would be comfortable of me even talking about this in any way. Corey asks, did your dad know? I do not remember. Donut Dan says, I just got here. Holy wow. I am sorry I missed so much. Can you go over everything again? No. Shut up, Dan. By the way, Dan sent me a really nice jersey, bike jersey, with Eric St. Joe podcast logo on it. And because he designed shirts and shit like that. If you ever want somebody to design a shirt for you, Donut Dan can do it. Megan says, I think you should just ask Jim, my brother, and maybe not on the podcast. Yeah, all right. I can do that.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Joe Pellerito says, do you put the sock at the end of the bed now? Always worth going back in time and telling these golden oldie stories. But I'll never forget when it came out on the air and I spoke of it as if it was no big deal. And I don't know, maybe because he just touched me. He didn't like crank my dick at all or anything like that. When I told that story, I remember the look at that, just sheer, unbelievable look on their face of like, what? Huh? And then I went, uh-oh. I think they think that I was molested. Was I molested? Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, God. All right. Well, that's a hell of a way to start the show. Not sure how we got onto that topic. Probably because, yeah, I remember, Port Sanilac. It's not far from beautiful Camp Ozanam. Camp Ozanam, Michigan. Carsonville, Michigan. Aha. Yes. You know what? That was one of the things about Camp Ozanam that I also haven't really touched on is that was my first interaction. I might have mentioned this recently. I can't remember. That was my first interaction with black people. And as I was driving, most of the kids that were at the camp were black. There was very few white people there. And it was a lot. Most everyone was, it was paid for by St. Vincent de Paul Society. It was for underprivileged people. My mom didn't have any money. And so this was cool. She could get me out of her hair. And I remember 9-year-old me pulling up. And I had never interacted with a black person in my life. But I did have 9 years of local racism. Again, this is the 70s. So I had already a preconceived notion about black people. Now, it's not like I walked around like some of the MAGA scumbags that live around me now, throwing the N-word out there. Instead, though, I was scared. And I remember the bus drives up. Actually, the bus had mostly black kids on it, and so I was fucking petrified. And then I get there, and I'm like, oh, God, I hope it's some white people. And it's all black people. I mean, it looks like the set of the movie Roots when they're making the film. I'm like, oh, my God. And these are like super black people. Like they weren't just light brown. They were black as hell. So I'm like, oh my God. And I get out and of the bus. And I think they had a preconceived notion about me too. And so there was no talking. You didn't talk to the black people. The black kids didn't talk to you. And I'll be goddamned if at the end of that 2 weeks, we were all pals. It was so fucking fun. Outside, I mean, even the molestation wasn't that bad. I give it 9 out of 10 stars. I would say that it would have been 10 out of 10, the experience. I mean, even at the time, it was 10 out of 10 because I didn't think it was a big deal that my pecker got touched. And I still kind of don't. So, aside from that, 9 out of 10 stars. It'd be 10 out of 10 stars. Made all sorts of black friends. And I was like, man, these black people aren't bad. And the other problem is when you took a dump, they didn't have any doors on the stalls. I was like, God damn it, this is terrible. For some reason, they wouldn't have any doors on there. IMKO says 9 out of 10 molestation experience would have been 10 if he would have finished me. So you're suggesting there that I would have given it 10 out of 10 if 9-year-old Eric would have orgasmed. Is that that's what you're telling me? Chris says, you should make a Google review years after the fact. Apart from the toilet incident, every night I had a blast. Cole writes, come for the molestation, stay for the blacks. Yeah, those are your words. I got in big trouble for saying the blacks. And so I'm not saying the blacks anymore. Because Rebecca suggested that I sound racist when I do that. So I have replaced that term with black people or African-American people out of respect for her beloved husband, Kevin. Kevin? Is it Kevin? Is it Kevin or Kenny? I think it's Kevin. It is Kevin. All right, that concludes my telling of my Camp Ozanam incident. I learned to shoot archery there. They had a ropes course. We played kick the can. I got really good at making lanyards. You know, those trinkets you put on your fucking keychain? Oh, yeah. I became a pro carom player and Moncala. Those are all things you do at summer camp. You play Moncala, carom, kick the can, get your dick touched. Black people become friends, and then you go home. Chris says Moncala is pimp. I've never lost at Moncala, by the way. So if any of you think you know how to play Moncala, you're fucking crazy. I'd kick your ass. Rebecca says swimming and horseback riding were my favorites. Oh yeah, and then we just swim in Lake Huron. Great lake. And then there was one night we would sleep on the actual beach. AT Nick says, are there any updates on Freebear's new domestic violence advocacy? No, I haven't seen anything. Matt says Freebear will probably post about you being a survivor. In fact, I should probably focus on that a little bit. Out of the blue yesterday, the Burn King. Here you go. He posted this. I couldn't be more proud of my amazing wife, the nose, surviving, thriving, and helping others in similar situations. So there's some meme from domestic violence awareness. I screenshotted and wrote, I couldn't be more proud of Rachel Kelso and Ashley Russell for standing up their abusers when nobody else would. The usual suspects chimed in, including Ashley. Why does Facebook do most relevant? Why are they deciding what's relevant and what's not? She wrote, I wonder if Greg wishes he would have done things differently now with his newfound stance and knowledge. Oh, boy. Yeah, who knows what Greg had been aware of at various times in his life. It's a bit murky. Rob says, when is this anti-PPP loan fraud post coming? Which is outstanding. There we go. I don't think he's aware of the optics of what that looks like when he posts that. Considering some of the personnel that worked at the radio station for a period of time and what they put through, which was seemingly under his nose. You're either oblivious and stupid or complicit. When your best option is to say you're oblivious and stupid, I don't know if that's a good idea. Look at that hair, my God. Somebody needs to intervene. Issue a code red like Private Pyle. Strap him down to the bed and just shave that fucking mop. Ugh. Anyway. That's what's in store this weekend. The wedding, Port Sanilac. Pooh Bear and I will start our adventure. KZoo Jeremy says, do we know the reason for his divorce from Amanda? I don't know anything about that story. I do. I was told, and I'm not going to say it right now. I can't. I cannot do that. All I know is this. Free beer. Talk to Kelly. Kelly talked to Ross. Ross talked to me. So I am getting this. Okay, Greg would be first hand. Kelly is second hand. Ross would be third hand. What I heard was third hand information. Do I believe it? Yes. Will I speak of it? No. I wouldn't want anything to befall Greg's ex, who is like salt of the earth. She is an absolute goddess, in my opinion. So I'm not saying shit. Tight as a drum. Zip my lip. And I only discuss things with you that honestly, Ross says, hey, you can talk about this. Because I don't want to betray him. I don't want him to think that I am betraying him. I like that guy. Nice dude. Just talked with him 2 days ago. And I even had the moment where I said, hey, dude, I am asking for permission to speak freely about a topic. Do you mind? He said, not at all. I said, okay. And then I shared something with him. And he agreed. You're like, easy, quit blue-balling us, goddammit. This is gossip, and it's juicy as fuck. You got to give it to us. Fuck you! Steel trap. Jeremy says, thanks for using my headline for that Facebook post about the Burn King. Well, about thinking of Rachel and Ashley. No, that was good. You wrote that well. Jeremy says, I've never heard anything but great things about Amanda. I just want to make sure it wasn't domestic abuse or child neglect or anything bad like that. No. No. No way. If there was anything sideways, we riot at night for Amanda. No. Nothing like that. Donut Dan says, good reporters do not expose their people or talk about things that are off the record. Good job. You're goddamn right. All right. For those of you that are enjoying the show on YouTube and Facebook, thank you so much. I appreciate you, but I'm going to kick you out. Do make it a point to head over to my Patreon to check out before they're gone. I've got a C and D arriving at my door any day now. I'll be shocked if I don't. That will have me deleting the Dude Chataway material. 40 episodes unearthed, unedited, for you to check out. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I'm also publicizing, of course, that my Twitch stream is where you can get this entire show in its entirety. Entire show in its entirety. That's what I just said. Because right now I'm about to kick you out. You got to go to twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. Make an account. Contribute to the chat. Have a great time. You can also watch on YouTube, but I don't read those chats. Nick writes, my favorite dude interview was Henry Winkler. He seemed to join in on the fun and make fun of himself. Chris says, why though? Why are you getting the C&D? You are the bit. They just laugh in the background. They own the material. It is not mine. All right. And this podcast that I'm doing right now, the audio of it is available, the audio, wherever you download shows. So subscribe, rate, and review. And have a great time with that. Thank you. All right. They are all gone. You won't believe this, but in just a minute here, I'm going to talk about something that I haven't talked about in a long, long time. Something that I am actually excited about. It is a sport. And it is baseball. True story. Baseball. I have two outstanding stories about baseball. Before we get to that, though, I can't say enough about my pal Zach Marco over at EstateWise.com. I want you to do this. I want you to make sure that your will and your trust is secure for your family. Can you at least just reach out to Zach and say, tell me more about why this is important? I mean, I'm doing my best to explain it to you, but Zach, the lawyer of record at estate-wise.com, can tell you himself. All right? Having an estate plan provides peace of mind knowing that your loved ones will be taken care of after you're gone. If you don't have this in place, then your estate, your home, your cars, your savings, whatever it is, money you have saved up in the stock market, that all goes into something known as probate. And that's weird because it's tough to get it out of probate. It takes time, energy, money, anxiety will happen. And other family members could make a claim on your estate. And that might not have been part of your wishes. So make sure that your wishes are put in place shortly thereafter the thing that we don't want to talk about happens. Okay, this is very, very important. If you have this document in place like I do, like Pooh Bear and I do, all of that is taken care of. You don't have to worry about that. Not only is this planning important, it allows you to name your power of attorney in case you're incapacitated, power of taking care of all your financial decisions, medical information, things like that. This is all very important, stuff that people don't think about, but Zach's thought of it all. And he wants me to tell you about it so that you can have him take care of that for you. It's as simple as signing up. He takes care of everything on his hand legally. You review it. Yep, that looks good. Then you sign on the dotted line and you are done. He hands you a binder full of your last will and testament. You scan it, save it to your hard drive. Say to the kids, this is the hard copy and I have a digital copy here. Upon my death, read it. That's it. There you go. Reach out to Zach. You can call him or text him. 616-540-7544. 616-540-7544 for EstateWise. Online at estate-wise.com. Text him and say hello at least. Hey, he's talking about you. I'm going to call you very soon and start planning my last will, testament, and my trust. I would appreciate that. Then he knows the message is getting out there, and it helps me because I want him to renew on the podcast. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. If you need trees ripped down in your neighborhood, you're in West Michigan, call upon Kuiper Tree Care, KuiperTreeCare.com. They have a very personalized approach, excellence, and professionalism when it comes to taking down trees, pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, tree risk assessment. You can reach out to Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan by calling them 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Get a free estimate if you are in need of tree care. Also on their website, you can kind of fill out this form here, and that'll do the trick as well. Ben Kuiper is the guy who runs the show. Young man, family man, great guy, lives in the area. KuiperTreeCare.com. Speaking of Kuiper, our pal Cutie Patootie, Kevin Kuiper's. I'm pretty sure, well, he wasn't with us when we were doing the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We're like, what? Where is he? Where could he be? I'm trying to find him. This picture on Facebook, I don't see it. God damn it. It was sent to me. Hey, we figured out where Cutie Patootie is. And I'm like, where is he? He went to go see Dierks Bentley with his mommy. There's a picture of him with his mommy at the arena to see the show. Kuipers says it was a great concert. I don't doubt it. His mommy bought the ticket and probably drove him there. And then he got to see it there. I'm sure that was a lot of fun with you and mommy. And then she drove you home and tucked you in. Nighty night, little kiss on the forehead. Kuipers says, can we talk about the new scoreboard at the arena? I did not know it was up. Nobody tells me anything with that fucking hockey team. I bet you it's awesome. Wasn't that a bit that we did, Ben Glaze and I did, between those two acts, Cole Swindell and Dierks Bentley? I think that was on BBL, and I don't know if Chris Denham knows. Have we gotten to that point in the Lost Zane recordings when we did that bit, when we were making fun of Flatliner? I don't think it would, because we're into December of 17. I think that would have been like the summer of 18 that we did the bit about. I was in Tennessee traveling, and Jackie wanted to hear music, and she played that song Flatliner. I wonder if Dierks Bentley, because it's a duet between the two. And the premise of the song is Cole Swindell and Dierks Bentley are singing about a girl who's so pretty that they have heart attacks and die. And God, what are the lines? How does that song go? Something about got the pretty turned up to 11. I think I'm going to try to play it, Cole, and then I'll probably get a YouTube ticket or a Twitch ticket. Cole Swindell, Flatliner. So let me just say this. If you're rewatching the video of this podcast later, it's probably going to mute. But when I'm doing it live, it might, like, still play. Okay. Looks like he just got some chew And then they're pouring the Jack Daniels. They're having a toast. There, these guys are coming out now. Everybody's having a good time. There's Cole and Dirks. This is the epitome of bro country.
Dang girl, look at you stopping me in my boots. What's
dang girl, look at you stopping there in my boots. What's a country boy to do but
Dang girl, look at you stopping me in my boots. What's a country boy to do but say Smile, beat my chest up. You're downright dangerous. That shaking you giddy up. Got my eyes going, what? Sipping on this 7-7. Never been this close to heaven. Got a pretty turned up to 11. Dropping on dead on the dance floor. Somebody better call a doctor. She's a little hard stopper. I'm talking break a one-niner.
I'm talking break a one-niner.
She's a flatliner.
I'm talking break a one-niner. She's a flatliner. What that means is she's so pretty that you're dead. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.